Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Meanwhile, Zach Ertz split to the right. Early movement. It looked like the left side of the Eagles' offensive line came out of their stances.
They did.
False start.
Yeah.
Third and 10 from the 31 of Philadelphia. He throws off the back foot left. Edelman gets leveled, and a flag comes into the picture as Jillian was knocked down by the defensive back, Avante Maddox, across the 20. In fact, a pair of flags are on the turf.
Pass interference. Defense are 29. Punt foul.
First down, he takes the shotgun snap with a four-man push. Wentz moves up. He's hit by Adam Butler.
Yeah.
And he goes down. The youngster with a sack of Wentz.
He doesn't have great pocket presence. He ran right up into the pressure. Like, you don't see what I'm saying? There's no vertical pressure. He just hit his ninth step and just started to slide up into it.
And it's a low snap past Wentz, who picks it up off a bounce. He's under pressure. He starts to run. He's brought down at the 47-yard line by Kyle Van Noy.
Nice job.
Are you stupid or something?
Terrible snap by the veteran Jason Kelsey.
Thomas is stupid as a stupid does.
Another tool bag, Kelsey.
So your thoughts?
I mean, they're one of the fewest penalized teams in the league, which tells you they're very disciplined, which means they're well coached, just like Baltimore was. I think they had 65 penalties going into that game. I mean, other than Peterson challenging the forward progress, that's...
He tried to.
Yeah. Wentz is different than Foles. It's a completely different offense. He's your traditional 6'6", deep, 7-step, 9-yard drop quarterback. I can't believe how much that RPO stuff Foles ran. Because it was basically pistol stuff, off the fake, and then boom, throw it in the hole or hand it off to the back. Simple reads.
I couldn't help but think yesterday watching that game.
Like, he was hanging on to the ball,
What if he hadn't been hurt 2 years ago? One, is it the Eagles in the Super Bowl?
It may have helped you.
And if they did make it to the Super Bowl, do they still win?
That's a good point. Revisionist history, but
like Nick Foles added enough of a wrinkle to that team.
It was a perfect storm, man.
It did. It made them different, and it made them, I think, temporarily better. Now, I think they're better in the long term, obviously, with Carson Wentz as their quarterback, not Nick Foles. Yes, they are. They are. Nick Foles is not who you want as your franchise quarterback. Carson Wentz.
I mean, if you scheme it right, I mean, keep it the same.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'd rather have Carson Wentz. I would.
Now, you put Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson in that lineup, too. Does that change things, too? You know?
Yeah.
Take some pressure off the tight ends, right? Just like we look at taking pressure off Edelman, right? That's why we want Gronkowski back.
Yeah, their receivers have some problems this year.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, Watson functioned yesterday. Why can't you do more of that, you know?
If you're
Watson
the Patriots?
Crap his pants. Yeah, I trust Watson on some of that stuff. Shows he can do it.
But I don't look at the team. I don't look at the Eagles yesterday. Yeah. It's not a stupid team. They're not a stupid team.
They're not a stupid team.
I'll tell you, it has not been one of our stronger segments this year.
Well, I mean, it's not our fault.
It's been a hard one.
Well,
normally, the teams line up and do stupid things. Maybe it's because there have been so many lopsided wins for the Patriots.
I'm going to go out on an extremely small limb here and say we're going to have a humdinger next month.
I hope so. I mean, the Cleveland
because we got stupid
game was
coming.
Great.
We got stupid coming in.
Cleveland bunch of morons.
So when they tried to challenge that, how did you know it was forward progress? Because we watching did not know it was forward progress.
I texted Zoe right away when this happened.
Because I don't know if Peterson knew it was forward progress.
It was the way
he said, based
the way
on
the ball was spotted from the side judge. And I thought Vinovich said it in the headset, too. I thought he pressed his button and said, it's not a fumble. The runner's forward progress has been stopped.
If he did, we didn't hear that on the air.
Yeah, because they didn't put that announcement
on. Maybe CBS didn't have it on. Yeah.
Because if I'm Peterson, and I thought the knee was called down.
That announcement on our air.
Okay.
So if they did it in stadium, we did not get it on the broadcast.
Okay. You knew it right away that it was forward progress. Yes. I'm just curious how you knew right away and nobody else knew. Besides you just being good at your job.
Just by the way he spotted it. You know, you're not rolling down by contact where you're pointing to ground. It's like,
so,
got it here. I have the spot.
It was Peter, is that on the Patriots side or was that on the Eagles side?
It's right in front of the Eagles bench. They heard everything.
So he should have seen that.
He should have known that.
That makes sense.
4 yards from their bench.
That's why I didn't put that play in there because we weren't sure.
Zoe from the broadcast booth was so adamant, for those of you who were watching on TV yesterday, Zoe was so immediately adamant that he couldn't challenge, that Peterson could not challenge the play.
I'll never forget, Jim, I said,
if they ruled him down by contact, they can challenge the play. And Zoe was like, he can't challenge this. He cannot challenge this. And Zoe then continued to talk about it and said, they ruled this forward progress. He can't challenge this. And I said, oh, Zoe's saying they ruled it forward progress.
That's how you spot the ball. But I remember Flacco being outside the pocket with the Ravens, and we stripped him. And I think it was Trey Flowers that stripped him.
And I said,
correct.
And Zoe's right on this. He's dead right. They can't challenge this. And you were right. And we're like, how did he know that right away?
Because when you get burned by it, you don't forget it.
Yeah, but it's not about knowing the rule there. It's about that you knew on the field how they had ruled that play, which there's no good way of knowing how they rule it.
I told the caller last week, I'm the best one in the business.
Yes, you are.
So they're dealing it.
Yes, you are.
You can't deal with it. So what can we do?
That was excellent. Great job by you.
Thanks.
Great job. Tip of the cap.
Well worth the trip for that one. Yep.
Tip of the cap for getting that one right. You were right on top of that, baby.
Sarge gave me the salute. Yes,
there you go, boss.
If you come in and kiss the wrestler's ass. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See you tonight at the Kowloon.
I think next Monday we should have a good one, because the best ones of this segment ever are the games where the team is talented and they don't live up to their talent because their stupidity gets in the way.
They come in and they get consumed with Gillette Stadium and they blow it.
Yeah, this would be a good one.
This should be good. Clapper.
Let's hope for that.
Oh, come on, Clapper. Don't let me down. Don't you dare let me down, Jason Garrett.
Jody's in the car. Hi, Jody.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, a couple points. Long time fan of you guys. I listen to you guys in the morning, and a huge pass guy. But a couple things that I'm noticing is we get the ball literally at midfield
twice,
and we don't run it. Like, we don't run it at all. And we're near the end zone four freaking yards, and we can't run the ball four damn yards. Like 1 yard an inch or an inch.
That's correct.
I mean, you guys make millions of dollars running a stupid football, and you can't tell me you can't get 1 yard?
No, we're going to be creative. I mean,
not only that, they really can't.
Where's the offensive play calling coming into question here? I mean,
they're afraid.
They were afraid to even try.
They were afraid to even try to run.
Means you don't believe in your front.
Exactly. So, and I'm not the biggest fan of Newhouse. I mean, come on. We're still holding on to this guy, and I understand Wynn's coming back, but come up with a different scheme. Do something. I mean, you got Brady back. He took some shots last night.
He got high load early in this game, which I think that's the one that really started getting pissed off. And that's the one where Newhouse, like, had to go out of his way to step over him to get back into the huddle. And I think I screamed to the Broncos, like, help him up! Do something! The guy you just stepped over and almost got decapitated? Yeah. Help him up. Nah, you got to get over there and get your air. Yeah. You ever see those stadium things? The turnstiles? So it's like you exit a stadium and those steel bars.
Sure.
And they spin. You can only go one way.
Yeah.
It's like you watch them a couple times off the left side. It's like, I stand, I turn. Which way are we going, folks? Oh, here. Come this way, sir. There you go. Right. Let me help you. Right to the quarterback. Right there.
In fact, that can even propel you a little bit to help you pick up speed.
Right there. Yep, that guy killed him.
That's your Newhouse?
It's been on eight teams.
Yeah.
Eight teams.
A reason.
It's a reason why. Yep. What's it say about Cunningham? Cunningham can't get filled. Can't get dressed. Scratch.
Well, I can tell you that Newhouse probably doesn't belong on an NFL field.
He should be good enough to back up.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing for him, too. I mean, does he wake up every day and say, yeah, starting left tackle, protecting Tom Brady, greatest ever play. We're 9-1.
I wouldn't say protecting.
You know what I am?
It's not the word I would use.
I am 8-1 as a starter. I mean, when you're in it, you live it, right?
No, he knows.
Yeah. I'm not sure he does.
Right.
Not sure he does.
You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we get a good rating. You're going to sit there like, yep, Alonzo, yep, we're carrying a good number right there in the rating. Alonzo's carrying the show, you know? Like, yeah, do you really believe that? I'm kidding.
I think he's been upset. I think he's been upset with some members of the media when they've said or...
Who was it last week? You're right. Who was that last week?
Yeah, when those critiques have been written or tweeted, he has sought out some of those people to let them know that he disagrees.
Perry told us that.
So I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows.
You don't think Skarnecki is telling him?
I don't think that's his style. I don't think he beats those guys up. I think he just tries to make them better.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think Scar lives in reality. I do.
I don't think he tells them you're garbage and you suck. I think he just says this, you know, what you're doing is unacceptable.
Can we function, son? I just want to,
you know.
What is your major malfunction, Pyle?
I don't think he tells him the obvious. Like, yeah, this you're not cut out for this. This ain't for you. 617-779-0985. Read and React is coming up at 11:36. Colin Kaepernick's workout in Atlanta over the weekend. Yeah, I don't think it went so great. No, we'll get to that next.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One make me sick. One won't make me lose my vision. And one won't make my car drive a stick. Yeah. One new drug. Is this the best Huey Lewis song?
I'm not sure.
Walking on a Thin Line was good. Cruising, the duet he did with Gwyneth Paltrow, was excellent.
Over the weekend, Colin Kaepernick's workout in Atlanta. It happened. It
went
just,
well.
It just didn't happen at the Atlanta Falcons facility in Flowery Branch.
Yeah,
he moved it about an hour before it was set to begin. He told everyone that he'd be moving it 60 miles away to a high school field because he was not going to participate in the workout being put on by...
He didn't like the pro caliber type receivers that the Falcons and the league were going to provide. That he brought in these dudes with like no shirts that had hands of stone. They looked like they were from the Replacements, and all they did was flex. I couldn't stop watching the guys. Like, all he kept doing was chest bumping and high fiving. Yeah, we're in this workout.
He brought in pros. Those were all guys. Bruce Ellington was one of the guys out there. He brought in guys that had played in the pros. I don't think that was the issue. I don't think it was the receivers that were the issue. I think the waiver was the sticking point.
Yeah.
That's what I think the sticking point was. And
balls behind guys, off the back foot. His mechanics are awful.
I think he looks exactly the same. I watched it on YouTube. I streamed it. I sat there and watched it.
Yeah, we did two on the bus.
Did you?
Yeah.
He looks exactly the same.
Same, yeah.
He doesn't look any different. So what you saw when he played for the 49ers... It's exactly what he is now. Is that good or bad? I don't think it's bad. It's not necessarily good. It's just that there's no change.
It's,
you know exactly who he is.
You know he's not a starter in this league. So then comes the question.
He was a starter in this league as that guy.
But you're not on a good team at that point. Those Niners were in trouble. They were in trouble. We were out there. We played them. They were in trouble.
Yes, at the end, they were a bad
team. They were
a
bad team. Yeah.
For a time, they were a good team with him as their starter.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Is it two or three?
This isn't about him.
Do you want all that other stuff that comes with him? All of it.
Well, now we're just talking about the same things that we've been talking about for three years.
Nothing has changed. Right, to your point. I agree with you. Nothing's changed.
Which is why this workout being put on by the NFL was a joke to begin with.
Yeah, don't come at me with this, with the elite arm stuff, because Mike Mayock sat there and said Ryan Leaf had first-round elite arm talent, too. There's always a guy that's going to pump someone's tires for him. Doing a solid for somebody. Looks the same. Looks like he has zip on it. Yeah. I could go out there, and you know I could go out there and do exactly what he did in that parking lot outside. Right here. Right now, at the age of 52. I could do that. I don't want to play in this league. I can't play in this league right now. I can throw 60-yard dimes. I'll make it rain all day. I'll throw it over that mountain. It was 1984 all over again. It's 84, 85. You know it, too. You've seen it. I'll take someone's head off.
It'd be 82.
Yeah. 1982. I thought it was 84. Like 1982. That's a long time ago.
It's 82.
82.
So the workout that was going to be held at the Falcons facility was reportedly going to have 24 teams.
I thought 25.
25?
Yep. Joe Philbin was going to run it.
All of a sudden, overnight, there was going to be 25 teams.
Offensive-minded West Coast.
It went from 11 to 25 out of nowhere.
Yep. It was going to actually be filmed by the Atlanta Falcons video crew. They were going to leave video people there, which would have been professionally done. This looks like it was filmed off somebody's cell phone standing next to them. Like, you know what I mean? They would have been probably up on a lift, and you would have had the full scope of the field. Like, you sit there and you watch combine tape when you throw at the combine. Stuff from behind, stuff from the side, high angle. Here, I'll throw dimes all day.
I think he made an error in this. Here was his error on Saturday. Error?
Okay, so you told me about this first, and I was like, wait a second, what?
Miles from one spot to the other.
He looks like a martyr again.
And he didn't tell them until apparently an hour before.
2:30.
Like, way too late. Tell them 2 or 3 hours before you move it.
Supposedly this everybody has been in the works for 6 weeks. They've been talking about this for 6 weeks.
Everybody is either on their way to Atlanta or is in Atlanta at that point, which means the teams are still on their way there, and then there won't be any teams that have that excuse of not being able to make it. Eight of the teams still made it, by the way.
Well, you say that
eight of the teams still rushed over and saw the workout.
You say the error is moving it too far away with too little notice. Isn't the error not just doing what the NFL had set up for you? I mean, does he have a legitimate beef in moving it and doing it a different way?
Yeah. You know why he did it? To create the buzz, to get it, to have this thing go viral to where we're sitting on a bus trying to look at it on a YouTube channel. This is what he wanted, the attention. He created it. He got what he wanted. He wants attention. Because if he really wanted to play,
does he want to show up and do it?
The sticking point seems to be this waiver, which would stop him and prevent him. It would basically sign away his ability to say that the NFL colluded against him as retaliation for the first lawsuit. And so he did not want to sign the waiver.
But they already settled that lawsuit.
Yeah, but he could sue them again a second time and say that because I sued you,
based off this,
you then kept me out of the league again. And so there has been this theory from the very beginning. We talked about it before. We knew he wasn't going to go to the workout. Is the NFL doing this, to prove the point that they're not colluding against him so that he doesn't sue them again?
And this is where you
and then the sticking point is this waiver that says, look at this. You're trying to get me to sign this so I don't sue you again. Well, I'm not signing it. I'm not going to participate in your PR stunt where you get everybody down here.
And you're
just trying to cover your own ass.
You should have orchestrated this yourself a year ago.
No, right. Because the teams wouldn't show up.
You made the NFL do it.
The teams would not have shown up. If Colin Kaepernick announced his own workout, the teams would not have shown up. Right. So he wanted to use the league.
Yeah, to create a buzz. He got his buzz created.
No, he wanted to use the league to get the teams to actually watch him, because otherwise they would have never come. If he had announced a month ago or back in August or June or whatever month you pick before the season started, Colin Kaepernick's agents come out and say, I'm going to have a workout in Atlanta anywhere or any town in America, and everyone is invited, and we're going to film it, and it's going to be broadcast and streamed on YouTube, I bet not a single team would have shown up. But because the league wanted to put this thing together, he said, good, we'll just pull the rug out from under their workout at the last second and do our own, and the teams will be there. And he got eight teams to show up, which is eight more than he would have got to show up on his own.
And then he went on the attack in the post-workout.
He did. Actually, we have that sound.
Oh.
We have Colin Kaepernick after his workout again, at a high school field 60 miles from the Falcons facility.
It's important that y'all are here. Y'all been attacked for the last 3 years. Y'all continue to be attacked. We appreciate what y'all do. We appreciate you being here today. We appreciate the work you do for the people and telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years.
We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I interview with any team at any time. I've been ready. I'm staying ready. And I'll continue to be ready. And to all the people that came out here today to support, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. To the people that aren't here, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you supporting from where you are. We'll continue to give you updates as we hear. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court. We're ready to go.
Oh, ball's in our court. We better hurry up and respond.
Now, if you don't hear from any of those teams, because everybody has seen it, there's video and you invite them. Okay, but there were a handful of teams there and everyone's been able to see it and you were able to get the message out the way you wanted to get it out. If no one picks up the phone and no one calls you now, is he going to come off of this and say, I guess maybe I just don't fit?
No, they're all running.
Yeah, everybody.
You're all running.
This
you
doesn't
all.
End. And Roger Goodell. This never ends.
No, it will never end.
A problem.
And he's more, he is
it's a problem.
At least as interested in making a statement about playing as he is
correct.
Playing. If he just wanted to play, if that's all he wanted to do, I think a number of teams would be interested in bringing him on. I think there are any number of
there are
teams
guys that would give their left arm to play or have a workout, make plays. Sure, I don't. What do you want me to sign?
But there, were,
yeah,
but
I'll show up, show you I can run a 4.3. He didn't even do any running drills.
But even if he were just to modify that statement a little bit, look, I just want to make sure everybody saw it, so now everybody's seeing it. But instead, you accuse the teams and the owners of this collusion thing of it all being out there. He's still at least as interested in taking a stand against something where if you're a team and you're thinking about bringing him on as a backup still, like, I don't know how interested this guy is in playing. I think he's more interested in the other stuff.
You hear how defiant he is at the end. Y'all been running. Stop running.
It's never
what are they running
stop.
From? What are they running from? Nobody's running from anything. There's 3,500 other guys out there that probably throw a better ball than him that don't have jobs in this
how many?
Right now. 3,500? I don't know. How many guys go through it? How many guys over the years? Maybe 8 years. They brought Matt Moore out of retirement for 2 years. The Matt Moore
3,500?
McCown. How many times they bring him out of retirement?
Seems like a high number.
Whatever. I'm going to put a number on it.
Mike Florio writes, the NFL's Colin Kaepernick dog and pony show was actually about something after all. It was about extinguishing the second lawsuit that Kaepernick could file for ongoing collusion, plus retaliation against him for his first grievance that was settled for a payment reportedly between $1 million and $10 million. That's the inescapable conclusion from the assertion as made by Kaepernick's lawyer and Kaepernick's agent that the NFL demanded he sign a broad waiver, including a waiver of potential employment claims. A source with knowledge of the situation tells PFT, when Kaepernick's camp suggested a standard injury waiver that didn't sweep broadly to absolve the NFL from its ongoing violation of his rights, league representatives said that the proposed release had been drafted by NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch.
Oh.
And that Pasch wanted his release to be the one that was signed. So, hey, New England, when you think about this case, just remember which side you trust in all this. Do you trust Jeff Pasch, Roger Goodell, and the NFL, or anybody else? Because I know who I generally don't trust.
Yeah.
And it's the
no, there's
first
there's
group of guys.
Stuff with the league, too. There definitely is.
I don't trust Goodell
two sides
and
to this.
Pasch and
this
the NFL
story needs to stop.
Ever. We've all been down that road with these guys.
I can't believe we're back here again at this. I can't.
Come on.
Just put it to Kaepernick this way. If you have to choose between the two, of playing again in the NFL, but you'd never be able to sue them again.
Why does he have to choose?
Because that's what the NFL said. Look, we're gonna have all the scouts here, and anybody is willing to bring you on right now, but you'll never be able to sue us again. Or there's probably less of a chance of you getting eyeballs on you and having a good effect.
Are they going to guarantee him a job?
They brought 25 teams on an off day to a venue to go watch this guy throw where you probably couldn't get
it
four.
It was a better opportunity for him to be seen and to make a good impression on teams at the one the NFL set up than the one that he went to 60 miles away, where a third of the people who were going to show up ended up showing up. So given the choice between the two, do you what? Yeah, okay, there's a chance, you know, you'll be able to play, but you'll never be able to sue us again. Less of a chance this other way, but you can still sue us. I'll take less of a chance of playing and still be able to sue you. That's what he chose.
We'll pick this up a little later on. We've got Read and React coming up next.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't walk.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports. It's time to read.
Raspberries. apples.
And react.
How long does it take you to go to sleep?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Put them on a glass.
On 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Yes, we're reading. We're reacting. We're getting all the news.
I don't know. Sometimes it's 12 minutes. Some nights it's 7 minutes. Some nights it's 2 minutes. Some nights I don't even sleep.
Says the guy who won't even ask the first question to Brad Stevens anymore. I just gave up.
I'm done. I'm done.
You just gave up.
Yep, we're done.
Yep, not doing it anymore. All right, ready? Let's go. Read, react.
Read.
Set. Fuck!
React.
You know, Lock. Hardy and I were out to a lovely dinner on Saturday night.
We did have a lovely dinner.
And,
sorry, Zoe.
In the middle of that dinner.
Who's this at?
Don't worry about it. Actually, we were at Davio's.
We're at Davio's.
Great time. And in the middle of that dinner, Hardy mentioned that clip out of nowhere. I don't know why that came up. Remember that?
I don't know why it came up either.
I don't know why that came up. Oh, we didn't tell you, Zoe. We did. We went out to dinner.
You wouldn't have gone.
We pulled a shirt and leave.
You wouldn't have gone.
I don't care.
Jimmy went with him.
Oh, did you?
You were out of town.
Did you take them to the rafters and give them incorrect drinks?
You were out of town.
Ravens beat the Texans 41-7. Lamar Jackson.
What's that?
Smart planning on your part. You don't have to invite me. Get me out of the picture.
Yeah, well, that's why we waited till Saturday. We could have gone Friday. We waited till Saturday night when you weren't around.
Sure could have.
Couldn't have done it anyway. Lamar Jackson followed Mark Ingram on the podium postgame. Ingram gave him a formal introduction.
The MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me.
Yeah.
I'm right here in B-more outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me. I'm about that. Big trust. Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh. Yes, sir.
Big trust.
Feeling it.
Okay.
Did he say fart runner?
They are feeling it.
No, he did not say fart runner.
I think he said fart runner.
I don't think he did.
Can I hear that again, please?
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Yes. One more time, real quick.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's not it.
Hold
on a second. Again, Mark Ingram introducing Lamar Jackson
as the fart runner.
Here we go.
If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me.
Yeah.
I'm right here in B-more outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me. I'm about that. Big trust.
All right, it's at the very beginning. All right, here it is.
The MVP front runner.
Okay,
front runner.
He may have said fart runner.
Front runner.
Front runner. Hold on.
Front runner.
Okay, he did say fart runner.
He said fart runner.
Fart runner.
I mean, when you run, like if you squeeze real tight and turn quick.
That's what a fart runner is?
A fart runner.
Okay, let me give you scenarios, though.
Did you say they've been doing gender reveals
Ravens?
With the
I did see that video. You sent it to us.
Wow.
Let's say the Ravens win the AFC top seed, right? They overtake the Patriots. Stay on this hot streak. They win the AFC going into the playoffs. They get a bye. They're the number one seed. And Lamar Jackson continues on this ridiculous run of success. Don't you think he's going to command some real votes there?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's strengthening his case here as the weeks go on. Yesterday was an impressive win.
I think it's a two-man race. I think it's him and Russ Wilson.
We laughed at this a couple of weeks ago, but it's getting more real.
Unless he runs out of gas.
Front runner.
Right.
Too easy.
What's that new Christmas toy?
I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just giving
you gas in the back.
Let's say they're the two seed. Same thing. Yeah. They finish strong, two seed.
Yeah.
He's great the whole way.
But this is how big the win against Philadelphia was. You keep pace one game.
Oh, yeah. These wins matter.
So you're watching them, and they already won prior to you playing. Mm-hmm.
By the way, during that game, there was a horrible no-call and a pass interference.
Oh, my God.
DeAndre Hopkins.
I lost it on this.
There's Bill O'Brien in the post game.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea what pass interference is anymore. No idea.
You're not the only one. If that wasn't it, I don't know what is.
Do you know he and Harbaugh, the two head coaches in that game, or were the front proponent guys for that rule change? And, you know, they're big on a competition.
Well, they didn't know it was going to be officiated this way.
You could throw the flag when Hopkins got mugged in the end zone. This is as blatant.
Yes.
You affected the path to the ball. You affected the offensive player from catching it.
Yes. He's got one hand on his hip and one hand on his shoulder.
He's holding him. he starts wrapping him up twice. Yes. Yeah.
Three.
Oh, my God! React. Man, making me a miss.
49ers beat the Cardinals 36-26. Jimmy Garoppolo, 4 touchdowns in the win. But he also had 2 picks. Jimmy?
That's part of being a quarterback, though. You know, you got to make those tight, quick decisions and, you know, live with it after. I mean, obviously, I want the 2 picks back, and, you know, there are 2 bad decisions, bad throws. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to trust your guys and let them go make plays.
Okay, it'd be a 3-6 Cardinal team. 3-6-1 Cardinal team.
Sounds happy.
You know who they got? Hey, how many home games do they have?
Who?
Like, they played Seattle at home. They just beat the Arizona Cardinals at home.
They have 8 like every other team.
Sunday night football.
They were given 12 home games this year, which is odd.
Sunday night football, they have Green Bay at home.
Do you notice you got to trust your guys and just let them go make a play? Do you notice a little difference there? I mean, he's got a level of trust.
I'll tune in at 6. I mean, 2.
Oh.
2-6.
All right. Tell you what, Garoppolo keeps playing like that. He could be a
front runner.
He could be. Just saying. Moving on.
3.
You know, I say when I was, I don't know, maybe 10, but I was a highly sexualized 10-year-old.
React.
Bears lost to the Rams 17-7. Mitchell Trubisky pulled from the game late in the fourth quarter. It looked like a benching at first, but Matt Nagy in the post game had this to say.
Oh,
Matt.
He just wasn't feeling right. His hip was hurting him. We knew it a few series earlier that something wasn't right. We watched him kind of just to keep an eye on him and see how it was. And I had to pull him aside and talk to him and just ask him and say exactly that we needed him to be honest with us and you know, trying to play through that is what he was doing. And at the same time, it was affecting a little bit of how he was able to throw. I don't want to put him at more risk. And I also don't want to affect how the play is for the team.
So was he benched or not? I mean, you can have that conversation with him.
He says no.
When the
he
defense
says
it was is on
injury.
The field.
He said
it was injury.
He would create massive firings across the board with that staff, with that player, because you just put it all on the player right there. You said, I had the discussion with him, and I put it on him. Can you get through this? So the answer is no. So I'm gonna say he's hurt.
Well,
I'm going to crush him for it.
What did Trubisky say?
It was something in the second half. One of the hits I took got evaluated at halftime. Something in the hip region where...
Hip region?
Well, you either hurt your hip or you didn't.
Hip region.
I was just trying to keep it loose the second half and be able to make plays for my team. And I just kept getting tighter and tighter in the hip region.
Turning TVs off this week, regions. Pal.
I just couldn't move around like I wanted to. And I was just throwing with a lot of arm. And I was trying to make plays and stay on the field and fight through. And just disappointed I couldn't finish.
Hip region. Tricky. The whole region.
It sounds like a... complete farce.
Did you see?
Like a farce runner.
From that draft, somebody put the tweet out. I retweeted it yesterday.
I saw it. All the guys that were taken after him?
The bona fide superstars taken after him. Like some MVP candidates.
Yeah, including both Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Well,
McCaffrey.
Jim brings up a good point.
What Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, Deshaun Watson, Alvin Kamara, Jamal Adams, Juju Smith-Schuster, George Kittle, Cooper Kupp, Marshawn Lattimore, James Conner, Marlon Humphrey, T.J. Watt, Chris Carson, Joe Mixon, all those guys.
They're dead. That team is dead now. They're not going to make the playoffs. They were talking Super Bowl in preseason. Super Bowl. He was on people's lists as an MVP candidate, potential MVP candidate. Mitchell.
In whose mind?
In Chicago. Chicago in magazines. Lombardi's talked about this.
Chicago magazines.
My sister's brother-in-law lived there. Like,
because everyone's reading those.
They are talking MVP.
Magazine.
Mitch.
periodicals.
Yeah. You know, I was reading in
newspapers.
Could you imagine doing sports radio in Chicago?
No.
That'd be awesome.
I was reading the weekly there. It's called the Deep Dish, you know, where they just dish about stuff. And it's a Super Bowl.
Chicago Deep Dish.
Yeah, and the Deep Dish. What else is in the hip region? I mean, there's the hip. What else is in that region?
The hip bones like connected to the...
A buttock? Would the buttock be part of the hip region? Would the groinal region be part of the hip
leg,
region?
Leg.
Thigh.
Thigh.
What'd you say?
What? I'm sorry?
Your microphone is on.
Did you just say what I think?
Yes,
you said?
He did.
No, I didn't.
He only said it on the internet.
You had to drop him.
Dumped.
You had to drop him.
Puck will drop just after 7 o'clock on the...
Puck!
All right. To college, Alabama.
Oh, speaking of hips.
Yeah, they lost their quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa.
I can't say it either.
Tagovailoa.
Can't say it.
I think I
Jim?
All I know is Jim's kid killed Tua.
Tagovailoa.
Jim killed Tua.
Tagovailoa.
Louth bought his kid a Tua shirt for Christmas. And he killed
Tua. Okay, he's not listening.
You bought him the shirt?
Yeah,
I haven't received it yet, but it's coming, yes. It's in the mail.
Jim killed Tua again. Every jersey Jim buys, the guy blows
him
the knee out.
I bought him three jerseys.
Who else?
Was Pete Maravich.
Well, he's already dead.
He's already dead.
He already killed him.
Was he a Heisman?
Throwback Muggsy Bogues, Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, God.
Talk about the strangest eight-year-old.
Muggsy Bogues.
Sits there and watches YouTube videos of Muggsy Bogues, Pete Maravich.
Muggsy, I'd put yourself in bubble wrap right now if I were you.
Jim killed Tua.
Was he a Heisman?
Front runner.
Was he a front runner?
Front runner.
All right, Saban after the game. So it's a dislocated hip, I believe. It's not good. It's bad.
Surgery today.
Godspeed to him and his entire family, and our thoughts and prayers are with him. I hope this is not so serious that it has any long-term effect on his future as a player. I really don't know the severity of what he has. We're going to take him to Birmingham and do CAT scans and MRIs and find out. And, we can second guess ourselves, all we want. We told Mac to warm up. We're going to go 2 minutes for the half, 2-1 to play in the game. And so, I don't really make a lot of decisions based on, worrying about guys getting hurt.
I don't worry. I don't put that on Saban.
Hell no.
Especially, did you see the? I mean, you saw the play.
This kid always plays with something. That's a big thing. So
did you see the 5 minutes prior, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was thanking all of us. He went to every one of his teammates and shook their hands after they scored the touchdown to make it 35-7. Matt Jones was warming up on the sidelines, and all of a sudden they got the ball back, and he wants to go back in the game?
He wanted to go 2 minutes. He wanted one more 2 minute shot.
Do you blame him or Saban for that?
No. It's going to happen at any point in the game. Right.
Bert Pierre sat here last week. We talked about Joe Burrow and him and draft talking. Bert said it's going to be real interesting. Prior to this injury, leading up to the draft, the stuff you're going to hear on Tua about him not being able to be injury-free, the injuries are a concern, and his durability would be a concern. And then, bang, this is a kiss of death.
Tua is... right now, the belief is he's going to be cleared to play in 6 to 8 months, and he's got a good shot of playing in 2020.
He got flown to Houston.
Houston, he's having surgery in Houston today.
He go fall to 32 in the draft.
Well, I actually heard a little something today that I sent you, Jim. Maybe we can play it a little later on.
Oh,
interesting take on the matter.
Your parents were at the party. We had a great time. In fact, it was at Mastro's, and Mastro's sponsors our halftime report.
React. That's it for
it's like our party.
Of course it does. Actually, we got a couple minutes on the other side. Why don't we get to that Tua take that's out there on the national level this morning about where he may fall to in the draft as it relates to the team right here in New England.
All right.
That's coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
What are some of Tua's options as you see them now going into next year?
Guys, I think this is a fascinating, it's obviously a tragic and unfortunate situation, but moving it forward now, we're going to be talking about this through April because the permutations to me are truly historic because you could declare for the draft and then truly evaluate how that goes. To me, this lines up so well for New England because if I'm New England, I take them at the bottom of the first round.
It was my first thought. That's terrifying.
Yeah. And I say, look, you're not playing for 1 year, maybe two, because we're going to make sure that you're 1,000% healthy, not just 99%.
Tua to New England. Mike Tannenbaum, you're there in that clip, lining up perfectly. That's what he said. To me, this lines up so well for New England. That was on Golic and Wingo. What do you think of that, Zoe?
I'm not a Tua guy. I'm not rooting for that.
But what about Tua at a discount?
Another wasted pick. We need first-round help. You know, he need instantaneous help. So hey, Tommy, we're going to overtake Tua since you're going to still be back here. And we're just going to sit him, let him get healthy here during your last year.
It's good music.
Jim, you watch this guy. What do you think?
Jim loves him.
I love him. I think he's got great anticipation. He throws very accurate. I mean, I wonder if the running is going to be gone from his game, though, after this injury. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
He's not going to be able to run at the next level. I wouldn't want him to run at the next level. I think the only guy who can really run at this level is Lamar Jackson.
But not run, just the escapability. He likes to throw first and run second, but yeah, he escapes a lot. Let's and he's able to escape and throw.
How about the running behind the line of scrimmage? Not
yeah, I know.
4 yards.
You got to be careful, too, because like Russ Wilson's like one of those guys, too, and he gets dinged
up. I'll take
up.
Russell Wilson.
I love Russ Wilson.
As the next guy, I'll take that right now.
Maybe that's a good comparison then. Maybe that is a good comparison then. I don't know. You got to talk me into this one. Because I was ready with like the A.J. McCarron type. Guy went out, won 3 straight titles there. I'm like, oh, this is a perfect Brady fit, right? Looks just like Brady. Just calm, cool, collected, pocket guy.
He has not worked out.
I don't know. Do you have the personnel to put around him like that? See, that's part of it too. To be able to function with what you have right now? These two tight ends, these backs?
No, but most quarterbacks wouldn't. The only reason this is able to function is because of Tom Brady.
Thank you.
Which is why I think it's sort of ridiculous when people say, oh, you know, Brady's the problem. No. Put another quarterback. Put a middle-of-the-road average quarterback in this offense right now, and it's – I'm not sure it's really functioning at all.
Be weird having a lefty. There's, like, no lefty quarterbacks ever in the
weird.
NFL anymore.
I do you agree with you.
Kellen Moore was the last one, right? And he played, like, what, 10 snaps?
You got to train guys to catch the ball differently. Comes in differently, leaves the guy's hand differently, rotates differently. Everything's different.
Now, those guys at Alabama seem to be dealing with it okay.
Yeah, sure are.
They might have 3 first-round picks as receivers.
Why don't you just draft Alabama's receivers like you should have over the years? Ridley. Jones.
Cooper.
Draft any one of the
anybody that runs
any one of the 20
Alabama
players that Belichick said is going to be in the pros. What did he say?
40.
Well, 40 between the two teams. Between LSU and
next
Alabama.
3 years. I'll be looking at that tape for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-0985. We'll get to the headlines here with Hardy, and then we'll get to your calls. Thank you for hanging on. We do have some open phone lines as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.